Now, gang, even though this is Christmas Day, we'd like to turn back the clock to yesterday evening and take you over to Hollywood Boulevard for a little last-minute Christmas shopping. In other words, the storm before the lull. So here we go to Hollywood Boulevard in the department store, which might also be located on State Street in Chicago, Woodward Avenue in Detroit, Flagler Street in Miami, Market Street in San Francisco, or Main Street in thousands of towns you guys come from. Take it away, department store.
Pardon me, sir. My name is Jack Benny.
Jack Benny?
Yes. Are you the floor walker?
Well, what do you think I am?
That's beside the point. Are you the floor walker?
Where do you think I got these flat feet? At a duck farm?
Now, don't get fresh, young man. Where's the necktie counter?
Aisle 3 to your left, but I warn you, bones are being broken over there.
No worry, I can take a little shoving and pushing.
Well, you could have fooled me, Daddy.
If I wasn't afraid of getting my pockets picked, I'd take one hand out and punch you right in the nose. So long, dreamboat.
So long, you old tub.
Pardon me, sir. My name is Fred Allen.
Fred Allen?
Yes, are you the floor walker?
Oh, if I was only a rattlesnake, I'd coil up and hiss right in your face.
Now hold your Cobra Chanel, Bright Eye. Are you the floor walker, or are you breaking that gardenia in for a friend?
I'm the floor walker, lily pad. You think I'd spend a minute in this madhouse if I wasn't getting $18 a week and my lingerie wholesale?
Well, look, if I...
Am I the floor walker? Of all the asinine interrogations, who do I look like, Tokyo Rose?
I don't care if you're the mother of the Mademoiselle from Armentieres. Just tell me where the necktie counter is.
Aisle 3, but if you expect to get through the mob, I'd suggest parachuting in.
Thank you. And where are the parachutes?
Sorry, only one question to a customer.
I'll look around and find one myself.
Now, please, please, mister. Look, I saw this tie first, and it's mine. Let go! Now, madam, how much is this tie?
$3, including tax.
Oh. Well, you can have it, mister. Say, madam, haven't you got anything, shall we say, cheaper?
Don't drag me in this. If you want something cheaper, here's something at $1.50.
$1.50 for that tie?
Yes, it's hand-sewn.
I don't care if Betsy Ross made it. It's too much. You see, I'm buying this tie for a friend of mine, Fred Allen.
Fred Allen? Oh, I heard him on the radio. Why didn't you just buy him a piece of rope and let him hang himself?
Now, you mustn't talk that way. Even I wouldn't say that about Fred at Christmas time. You see, I'm Jack Benny.
You are?
Yep.
Why don't you
buy a piece of rope, too? I know. Look, never mind the wisecracks, please. I'd like to get a tie for Allen for, well, say, in the neighborhood of 75 cents.
Well, here's one for 59 cents. The new nifty hand-painted model is advertised in the Hobo News.
Say, that's a beaut. I'll take it.
Okay, but the material is awful. It causes a rash on the chest.
Good. If Allen gets a rash on that hollow chest of his, it'll look like a fire in Laurel Canyon. No kidding. His chest is so hollow, when he breathes, there's an echo. I'll take that tie and put it in a real expensive box.
How much do you want to pay for the box?
Just put it in a bag.
I resent that.
Not you. I meant a paper bag.
see. Say, isn't that Fred Allen over there?
Where? Yes, it is. He's heading this way. I'll bet that louse is going to buy me one of these cheap neckties. Listen, I'll tell you what, miss. Let me duck down behind the counter with you.
Okay, but no tricks.
At your age, are you silly? I just want to do a little spying.
Well, get your head down off the counter. People will buy anything these days.
All right, all right.
Yes, sir? What can I do for you?
I'd like to buy a tie for an old friend.
Well, here's a nice one for $3.
No, you see, this fella is more old than friends. Wait a minute, I got... Say, that's just the tie I want. Your author was drafted, huh? Say, that's just the tie I want, that 59-center, the polka dot cheesecloth there.
Okay, but I must tell you, this material causes a rash on the chest.
Well, don't worry about it. The guy I'm giving this to hasn't got enough blood to break out in a rash. Wrap it up.
That's so.
Gee, this is a hot one, Mr. Allen. Not 2 minutes ago, I sold the same identical tie to... Ouch!
What is the matter? That's a point, the point that wasn't in the script here. What's the matter, miss? You jumped.
Well, you jumped, too, if someone just bit your ankle. Listen, Blue Eyes, that hurt.
Quiet.
Hey, what's going on behind there? Oh-ho! So it's you, Benny.
Hello, Freddy.
What are you doing down there on the floor, Benny? Teaching the mice how to be rats?
No, Freddy. I was tired from shopping, so I thought I'd lie down for a while.
Shopping, eh?
That's right.
Brother, you could shop from now until 1980 and still not demobilize your wallet.
You should talk. You're tighter than the hinges on the door of Inner Sanctum.
Now, don't cloud the issue. What are you doing looking at neckties? Don't you crochet your own anymore?
Well, to tell the truth, Freddy, between radio and pictures and managing the Jack Benny all-girl football team, I have a little time left for crocheting.
That softball team, isn't it? You changed
softball, I'm sorry.
Say now.
The Jack Benny all-girl soft football team. I'll get them both.
That's what you get for having your bifocals on top, you see. You have... You put them on top so you can read all the comedy lines. I know. That's great. Say, I saw your team...
I got the bottom one so I can see what I'm whistling at.
Go out with little women, though. Say, I saw your...
We'll be here all night, you know.
No, that was Hope and Durante, not us. I saw your team play the other night, Jackie. Who was that shortstop? Her arms looked like buggy whips, and she had no calves in her legs.
That was me. My regular shortstop was home having a baby. By the way, Freddy, what are you doing at the necktie counter?
Well, I know several people with necks, so I thought I'd get them... I thought I'd get them something to rest their Adam's apples on.
Oh, well, personally, I don't see anything here that appeals to my good taste.
Oh, you don't, huh? Listen, Jackson, you took up my time, picked out a tie, so hand over the 59 cents.
Never mind.
And you bit my ankle.
Well, you can't charge me for that. I didn't like it.
Listen, Jack, did you buy one of those 59-cent dish rag foulards as a gift?
Oh, it's for a friend of mine who writes a lot. I thought he might like it for a pen wiper.
I wouldn't wipe my razor on one of those. Yes, sir. Just wrap up one for me, too, miss, just in case.
You know, Freddy, I've been wondering what to get you for Christmas. Believe me, I've combed every basement.
Oh, any little thing will do, Jackie. It's not the gift, after all. It's the spirit in which it's given.
That's right. You know, I like you, Fred.
Well, I like you, too, Jackie Wacky. And I enjoy your radio programs.
You do?
Uh-huh. You know, most people fall asleep when you're broadcasting. But me, I stay awake. I don't care what people say, you're great.
Well, thanks, Fred. You know another thing, Freddy? I think you're wonderful in pictures.
Really?
Gee, with that face of yours and those bags under your eyes, what character parts you can play.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Certainly, but me, all I can be is a good-looking juvenile.
Oh, brother.
20 or 30 years, I'll be washed up. But you, with those bags and wrinkles, you can go on forever.
Oh,
you know, with those wrinkles, you look like a convertible with the top halfway down. You know?
Oh, you're just saying that, Jack.
No, I'm not. Why, you can play anything from the Hunchback of Notre Dame to Dracula's other wife. But I'm typed. All I can be is a perpetual pretty boy.
Now, Jackie, don't let your beauty depress you as it does everyone else. You are destined to be a great lover, and there's nothing you can do about it.
But I'd rather be like you, Fred, a character and a great wit. Gosh, what a kick I'd get out of those jokes you think of. You know, those ad-libs you pull.
Oh, they're really nothing.
I know, but does the public realize that? They think you're the top.
Well, what the public doesn't know won't hurt us, eh, Jackie? Why, if your fans could see you in the morning before Rochester assembles you, they'd run a mile.
2 miles. Say, Freddy, look, here's the music counter. I think I'll try this violin.
Gosh, that's,
Just 1 second. Wait till I play a little exercise.
Are you playing or tuning?
Yes, I will in just a second. Ma, what time is it?
Gosh, that's beautiful, Jackie, it says here.
Here, you, put that violin down. Who do you think you are, Yosha Heifetz?
Wait a minute. Why, well, listen, Heifetz. Wait a minute.
You've got Durante's glasses on, you can't...
Heifetz is plenty worried about me, brother.
Heifetz wouldn't spit on you.
Oh, he wouldn't, eh? Well, he did, smarty. That page for anything.
Uh-huh. Now, hold your temper, Jackie. And you, big boy, you're tired and overworked. This is Christmas Eve. You're just not in the mood, the proper festive mood.
Say, Fred, I've got an idea. Take that banjo on the counter. We'll play a duet and give this chap a taste of the Christmas spirit.
All right. Do you know by any chance a song called Jingle Bells?
Most of it, Freddy. Let's go.
All right. Now, wait a minute. Ready? That was a hangnail did that. I saw it. You ready? Second chorus.
Young man, how do you feel now?
Yes, how did you like our little number?
I may not be Santa Claus, boys, but watch me go up that chimney.
Well, we sure got a rise out of him, Jackie. Now I've got to be running along.
Me too. Oh, Freddy, I almost forgot. Here's a little gift. Now, don't open it tomorrow.
Maybe not then. And here, Jackie's a little gift for you.
Gee, thanks. What a surprise.
Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas, Freddy.
Merry Christmas to you, Jackie.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, stinker.
Thank you, Abbott and Costello. Well...
Oh, that's silly. Men, we've pushed a couple of magic buttons you're always hearing about in the radio world, and we have some new and mighty fine people hanging from the old fir tree. Right now, you're going to hear from one of Command Performance's old standbys, a man who has devoted his time these past few years to your entertainment welfare. It's the old Fest himself.